Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
It's another day, a busy day in UK politics, with the Metropolitan Police launching a new investigation into alleged breaches of COVID laws into Downing Street. MPs debating sanctions for Boris Johnson as well, as outlined last week by the Privileges Committee, and former Prime Ministers David Cameron appearing before the COVID-19 inquiry, and Liz Truss criticising the media's fixation with soap opera politics and taking on the lettuce joke as well in Dublin. There's an awful lot to discuss. Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, Lucy Fisher, joins us now. Good afternoon to you. And another former MP, Theresa May, speaking in that debate in the last few minutes. And there's a bit of a war of words. This is what I'm picking up, Lucy, in the last few minutes about how fair the chair of the Labour chair of that Privileges Committee was, Harriet Harman.
Well, that's correct. We've heard endorsements of this damning report into Boris Johnson's conduct from both Theresa May, the former Prime Minister, who made a very impactful speech talking about the painstaking work and dignity of the MPs on the committee who faced slurs against their integrity for the report. Penny Mordaunt, the Commons leader, appearing for the government, also confirmed that she would be voting to back it. The government benches are looking rather thin today. I think many Tory MPs have taken the opportunity to be absent from the Commons on a one-line whip in order to avoid commenting either way on the report.
And Michael Gove abstaining, Lucy. And will the Prime Minister himself, Rishi Sunak, be there in attendance?
He's not expected to be there. Downing Street have confirmed he is meeting the Swedish Prime Minister. They're very much trying to frame it that, you know, he has a busy business of his office to be getting on with rather than that he's ducking it. But certainly so far, he's come under intense criticism in the chamber for not being there and not showing what opposition figures have characterised as the necessary leadership to support the Privileges Committee for defending the work of MPs.
More bad news for the Tories as well. They're having to deal with this new investigation, Lucy, as well. The so-called Jingle Mingle Tory party that was held in lockdown December 2020, I think. And a video of it has surfaced as well. It doesn't look good, does it?
Well, no. I think many people were shocked by that footage at the weekend that just showed such blatant, flagrant flouting of the rules in the pandemic and with people dancing, drinking, eating buffet food with a karaoke machine in the background, festive jumpers on. And as you say, it's now emerged the invite to this party was, called a Jingle Mingle. Not good news for the Conservatives that the Metropolitan Police have confirmed they are assessing the video evidence to see whether the case should be reopened into whether criminal offences took place in the breaking of rules.
The other former MP I mentioned, former Prime Minister and former MP I mentioned there, David Cameron, he's the first politician to appear, as far as I know, before the COVID-19 inquiry. And he's been admitting, Lucy, that it was a mistake to focus on preparing for a wave of the flu rather than COVID. And he regrets that. Is that the extent of what he's saying?
Yes, I think that's his central message. He blames groupthink for that particular phenomenon that, you know, people were influencing each other, that, you know, flu pandemics were the thing to focus on rather than research pertaining to a wider range of viruses. Also very striking, he was badly heckled as he left the inquiry today. But overall, he sought to defend the government's austerity programme, which, you know, has come under attack from trade unions, among others, who've said that it hollowed out the NHS and meant it didn't stand a chance in dealing with the pandemic on more sure footing.
Mm-hmm. And heckled us about that as well, as you say, as he was leaving. Liz Truss, who was Prime Minister for less than 2 months, I think, was speaking in Dublin today. She was critical, Lucy, of the media, yourselves probably, along with it, saying that politics is often treated as a soap opera. Now, how will that go down, I wonder?
Well, look, I think it's raised a few eyebrows in Westminster, where Liz Truss herself has been known for a long time now as a master manipulator of the media, understanding exactly how it works to get photo opportunities And indeed, I've been struck by details of a biography written of her out of the blue, which describes the ways in which, you know, she always prioritized getting the perfect Instagram shots when she was foreign secretary traveling overseas, beyond perhaps, you know, meeting with other diplomats and making other meetings on time. So she's certainly someone who has understood the power of the media to project her image as a stateswoman in the past. But perhaps no surprise that she derided the Daily Star's stunt of leaving a live stream on a lettuce to see whether it would outlast her premiership as a puerile gimmick.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, we'll see how that goes down. I'm sure it'll resurface the lettuce again on some of the front pages tomorrow. But Lucy Fisher of the FT, thank you very much indeed for joining us.